This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dan was all of us. Ooh-wee! Deep sigh and exhale. Get your breath back. Start breathing again. Tigers dramatic in the ninth inning. Bases loaded. Bo Brisky comes in, gets the line out. He was dancing around the zone. He was falling behind. And you're thinking, not like this. Not like this. The gritty Tigers get off to an early lead. Right? 8-9-1 doing the damage. Of course, they clogged the base paths, had 11 left on base. I know that's a frustration for some people, but it's evident that they were putting pressure. John, it was obvious that they belonged.
They were on the attack all day.
Yeah, and as much as we talked about, like, kind of got here on vibes, right? On prayer, on voodoo, on destiny, they looked every bit like they belonged in the playoffs yesterday.
Oh, they led the entire game. I mean, other than the first inning. But once they got the lead, especially with Tarek Skubal on the mound, that's when you got really excited. Now, he only ended up going six innings, but he only threw 88 pitches. So, I don't know if needed, could he come in at some point in game three? Who knows? But he was efficient. He was dominant. He was everything he was all year. And that's kind of what you wanted to see. It's obviously what we wanted to see.
But there
are so many guys that have had great seasons, and then they get in the playoffs, and they got one shot, and it doesn't go the way the rest of the season went. His was a mirror image.
Give you an example. Valdez. They showed his playoff stats, not nearly as good as his regular season. He's a top five pitcher in the American League this season. The Tigers got him out of the game. He didn't see the sixth. And meanwhile, Skubal goes six clean. And the only real trouble he ran into, they had the mound visit. He had two on. He came out. He got the two strikeouts. And he was everything you expect from an ace in the playoffs. And probably better off an inning early than an inning late, because especially with this bullpen, AJ goes to the pen. And now he's going to be able to go to the pen all day today. It's Tyler Holton to start. And then I imagine what AJ will do is try to avoid Houston seeing the same pitcher twice.
Yeah.
And they've got basically everybody available, right? I mean, I don't know that Vest will pitch. Certainly Skubal won't pitch, but I think anybody else
is up. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, you know, Brisky and Foley pitched 17 stressful pitches, but I mean, it wouldn't be unheard of if they needed them. AJ's going to play the matchups. This sets up for the Tigers. It's why we love them in a three-game series, for them to play the brand of baseball that got them here. This scrappy, gritty, unpredictable matchup based. Like, they sat Kerry Carpenter to begin the game yesterday. It was 100% the right decision, but that's one of your best hitters. He doesn't face lefties. You keep him in your back pocket. There he is by the, you know, last third of the game. He's in the lineup. He's going to play more today because a righty's on the hill. John, everything sets up for AJ and the Tigers to take care of business. Two games, two wins, to the ALDS we go. Right?
Yeah, I mean, I started last night because of what we had talked about yesterday, and we let everybody know the last 2 years, you win game one, you win the series.
Yep.
It's
100%.
It's okay, for the last 2 years it has been. I understand it's not a sure thing. You're playing against another really good team. They're here for a reason. They made it easier than you did. But they're not that much different than you are. And now all of a sudden you don't vary from the theory that got you here. You dance with those that brought you. And this is what they've done. This is how they're going to continue to do it. It's going to be chaos. And I started thinking last night what it would be like to sit in Comerica for a home postseason game this year. Not dreaming of next year, not dreaming of adding bats and adding pitchers and trying to make changes in the offseason. This year, next week, could be a home playoff game at Comerica Park.
Wednesday is the day it would be set for. Wednesday at Comerica Park. If necessary, Thursday would be game four, Tom. Can you confirm that?
Yeah, okay. Thursday, so back-to-back days. The opener against Cleveland would be Saturday at 1 o'clock.
And then game two would be Monday.
At 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then if there was a game five, it would be the following Saturday, the 12th.
Okay.
Which is Michigan's bye.
And all this is happening while the Lions are on bye. Like the Tigers, yeah. First of all, they deserve the stage, but two, it sets up for them to own the stage locally. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, our whole show today is little power surge, little Sherrone Moore, and all Tiger baseball. So the lines are open, 248-539-9797, the emotional roller coaster that was the ninth inning. Your state of mind today as you gear up for another playoff game. The team has playoff experience now. That's what they said on the broadcast after. Michael Kay goes, hey, once you played, once you've experienced it, you're in. And AJ really did appreciate that these guys looked the same as they did in August and September. It's not like they got to the playoffs and tried to do too much or started to do things differently. They're playing the same baseball that got them here.
Yeah, and I don't expect them to be any different. And I expect the results to be very the same. And it's a win yesterday with Skubal. And then you throw out Tyler Holton today.
Yep.
And then you start dancing around. And this is what AJ has done so masterfully. It's about the matchups. It's which arm do you want against these three batters or these six batters? And then it's what bats do we want against their pitchers? And it's a dance that AJ has been able to dance that very few can do. I don't know if anybody else could have done it with this roster.
No. Again, we've chronicled it. They got 12 rookies, the two-man rotation. They sold at the deadline. They had to go on a miraculous 50-year run to get in the postseason, and it's pushing all the right buttons. And, you know, I wonder, there were some people that didn't like what AJ did going to Foley in the ninth inning instead of keeping Holton out there. I wonder if we've just reached, like, Hinch take the wheel. Like, you just don't question it at this point. Because I know there's this tendency to go, well, keep Holton in against Alvarez because that's a left-on-left. Why didn't they keep Holton in? Well, they would have had to keep him in for two batters, which would have kept him in for Bregman, which is left on right. And AJ played the numbers. He played Foley. Alvarez is not as good against righties as he is lefties. AJ played Foley. It was the right decision. And even when it started to look like the wrong decision, he got him out of the game. He got Brisky in the game, yeah. And they won. Like, I'm not saying blind faith. Like, clearly, if there's a move he makes that doesn't add up, we'll discuss it. But I do feel like we're approaching blind faith with AJ Hinch at this point.
Just about. And I'm... I don't know if he would ever admit this because it's all about winning yesterday's game. But was he in the back of his mind thinking, if I pull Tyler Holton now, I could pitch him as the starter tomorrow?
I think it's a secondary benefit.
It's a secondary benefit. There's no question. But how much of that entered his mind in regards to, I've got enough confidence in everybody else that I'm going to put in there that we are going to win this game. Now, there's no guarantees, but he had that confidence that if I pull Tyler Holton now, I can use him tomorrow, and we can get out of this with a win with everybody else.
Ticket Texter says, I get AJ made the right calls, but man, Malloy's bad. I love the Tigers, but he hasn't been good. The last month, I need to see Carpenter. Malloy went 1-for-2 and had a walk. He had a hell of a day.
Yeah.
He's actually their best hitter against lefties, and statistically.
When Carp went in, he was 0-for, right?
Carp, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got him in for a righty, and yeah, he had two at-bats, and he didn't do anything. No, AJ is going to... I don't understand it. What they've done is they've optimized the entire roster. All 26 guys are going to be utilized What team starts the game is not going to be the team that ends the game. They're using their entire roster, which is why you put an emphasis on having a really good manager. Ticket Texture says, I agree with what you guys are saying. The Tigers belong. Yesterday was more than just vibes. It was it's fundamentally sound baseball. ALDS on a Lions bye week? Yes, please. Says, I'm surprised you're not giving Will Vest a little more love. Says, that guy was dominant. Johnny had four strikeouts against five batters.
Yeah, he was. I mean, there's plenty of guys that we could talk about and give credit to. And, I mean, have we talked enough about the guys that came up with two outs in the second?
No.
And been able to get hits? But that's the thing about this group effort. It's the undecided. It's the lineup. Like it only works the way AJ's put it together. And it only works in concert with all of those decisions.
Yeah, I mean, it's your 8-9 hitters.
Yeah.
That delivered early in that game, and obviously Vierling too for the third run. But your 8-9-1 hitters with two outs. I mean, that's scrappy. That's a definition of gritty Tigers. I mean, it's classic this baseball team. I mean, there were stretches this year where we didn't think they had five good hitters. And now you got 8-9 driving in runs in a playoff game.
Yeah.
We want you guys jumping in. 248-539-9797. We'll also give you the story of why Dan Campbell hates baseball.
Love it.
Right from his mouth. It's 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
.818 We'll play the audio of why Dan Campbell hates baseball. He's got a story about when he played the game growing up. Open phone lines, 248-539-9797. Game two today. ALDS awaits. The confidence you should have in this baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Are they good enough? It doesn't really matter if they're good, they're hot. And I think they're better than people have given them credit for. They've been playing good baseball for 7 weeks. That's not fake. You can't fake that for damn near 2 months. But what's most important is they're hot and they're confident and they've got the strategy to win a three-game series, and it sets up super well. Like, John, you win the first game, you win the series, it's a damn near lock.
Yeah, and don't ever underestimate the value of confidence. And I don't know what it feels like going to the plate in postseason play in baseball. I don't know what it's like in a regular season game in baseball. But I got to imagine the confidence. I know what it feels like on third and long when the game is on the line and you've been, you know, kicking butt all day long, even if you're playing against somebody you know everybody thinks is a better football player than you are. That confidence in that moment gives you such an advantage. And this team has built up confidence over the past 2 months. They built up even more confidence because they did it on the road against a team that, other than here in Detroit, and even some here, didn't really believe they could go there and get a win in game one.
Yeah, I think as we set this up, like, clearly they have to go out and do it still. I fully expect them to advance. I fully believe that this series is over.
We're not guaranteeing it. It's not what you're doing. It's not a Costa lock. It's not a guarantee, but
it's a belief.
It's a belief, and it's a confidence that fans have now that they've seen that they could do it in the postseason. Big questions as to whether or not, hey, was the two games that they finished the season with, did it ruin the mojo? Did it get them out of rhythm? They answered all those questions yesterday, but more importantly, for the players themselves, getting up to the plate, getting hits with two outs in the second to take a 3-0 lead in Houston, you got to be bursting at the seams with confidence.
Well, it was so great because then AJ got to play from ahead. He got to play from the advantage position. He got to play with all the tools at his disposal, knowing Houston was going to go to their bullpen first, knowing the Scooble was going to be the pitcher that went deeper into the game, that kept zeros on the scoreboard, that allowed him to have even more arms available today. Like, that was, outside of a complete game shutout, like a dream sequence for AJ, right? The idea was your pitcher was better than their pitcher. Your bullpen wasn't taxed. You're able to use all these guys that you want to use in game two, and you don't let it get to game three. Like, I really do believe that they're going to try to keep Houston from seeing the same pitcher twice, matchup, the whole thing. They're going to build an ace in the aggregate. They had Scooble as an ace, Cy Young, Triple Crown guy. Now they're going to go, our ace today is chaos. It's a Frankenstein's monster. It's 6, 7, 8 guys if necessary. We're going to throw everything at you and put you on your heels. They've kept teams on their heels. Where the Tigers are supposed to be this, like, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and intimidated, they've taken the game to the opposition, and that's taken the extra base, that's throwing a pitcher that nobody's seen yet today. They have put other teams on their heels. And the comp I have for this baseball team, the 2015 Royals.
Mm-hmm.
The 2015 Royals really had, like, a one-man rotation and a super bullpen. They were young group of hitters, probably a better group of hitters than these Tigers. Definitely a better group of hitters than these Tigers. But they got hot. That's a small payroll. They're not as good as the Yankees or the Dodgers. They're not as good as these other teams. They were hot. And they settled in and they played matchups and their bullpen laid everybody to waste.
You know, the buttons that AJ's push has been absolutely unbelievable. And I think he even pushed a little one yesterday. He hit Meadows 7th. And I don't recall Meadows hitting there very often this year. Usually it's leadoff or it's 9th, right?
Yep.
A 9th against a lefty. So you would have thought yesterday, 9th. And he hit him 7th. Well, what happened in that 3-run inning is Meadows beat out a double play.
Yep.
And then Meadows got the 2nd later in the inning, and he scored from 2nd. You know, if he's hitting 9th, that might not have played out that way. It's just the little things that he's doing that are working. It's amazing. And I think we had a text that says, clearly some people haven't been watching this team the last 8 weeks, or they tuned in the last two, and they don't understand, like, today's going to be a completely different lineup. And they're starting their second best pitcher. It's an
Holton,
opener.
You're saying, yeah.
Yes, he's their best option right now. The fear is today is you do the kitchen sink approach today and you lose. What do you do tomorrow? And, but you can't play for tomorrow.
You can't. And we've seen this. This baseball strategy for a long time was you had your bulldog closer in the ninth. You had Mariano Rivera. You had Trevor Hoffman. And then people started to realize, well, what happens if we blow the lead in the eighth? So good managers have started using their best pitcher in leverage spots. So if that's the eighth, if that's, hey, one on or two on in the seventh, and this is going to be make or break for the game, they're going to pitch for now and worry about the ninth. You can't save someone for the ninth because the ninth might not be a save situation. You can't save someone for game three. You just want to be done with it today.
Right. I mean, and it's going to be the closer this game stays, the longer it stays. And I'm expecting today to actually be a higher scoring game. I think the Astros bats show up, but I also think the Tigers bats show up too.
And with Carpenter,
Envisioning much like that. I don't know if you guys remember. I think it was the middle game of the Royals series in Kansas City, which was a super, super high-tension regular season game. But the Tigers got out of situations that you didn't think they would get out of. I'm kind of thinking to win today, they're going to have to do it. Because, look, the Astros can hit, and I would expect their playoff experience to show up today. So they're going to grind the Tigers' pitchers. And then he's going to have to use... I wouldn't be surprised to see six pitchers pitch today.
By the way, No judgment if you haven't been paying attention in the last 8 weeks. Like, we get it. This has been miraculous. Welcome everybody to the bandwagon. Tom, to your point, you have been paying attention. Meadows has taken the most at-bats in the leadoff spot this season, followed by the ninth spot this season. He has hardly taken at-bats in the seventh spot, just 25 at-bats in that spot going into the playoff game.
And he did it in the first playoff
game.
I mean, that button is just unbelievable. And the fact is that he did beat out a double play ball, and he scored from second base. Right. And maybe not everybody scores from second base in that situation.
Well, the inning's over.
Right.
If he does, I mean, the inning is over. There's no other option if he doesn't beat out that double play.
Texter, John, you're asking people what it was like in their house or their car or work watching this. I've never talked to my television so much in my life.
No.
I'm confident I coached them through the ninth inning.
So many people. You know, we've had the reaction of people, you know, can't sit down, pacing in front of the TV. I was, you know, starting to make dinner, and I'm walking back and forth. And it went the same reaction a lot of people had, where, you know, you see a strike and you kind of give a little, you know, little fist pump.
Let's go.
You know, a little hop in your step and, you know, a little kick. You know, all of those things are the same reactions that everybody was having as they were watching or listening to the game.
Ticket Texter says, Hinch has been coaching like it's the postseason, really all season, especially, though, this last 2 months, utilizing all the guys every game. The bench and bullpen guys are ready, always ready to go. That's Kyle and Royal Oak. They made a good point on the broadcast that we hadn't really talked about. They said you could really do this more with a young team than a veteran team. Like, veteran players need a certain rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
These young guys, hey, wherever you need me, coach. I'm only getting one at-bat today, and I know it's going to be against this pitcher, right? That's kind of Andy Ibañez's deal for a long time was, hey, Andy, you only have to know about the one or two lefty relievers in their bullpen. Study them. Be ready for them. It's the only at-bat you're taking all day today. Ibañez is not a super young player, but it's that mentality across the team that a young team actually can do this maybe with less muscle memory. Like, these older guys, old habits die hard. Yeah. This is all new to them, too, and I think that's helped them get away with it.
You know, bring up Ibañez, too. He hits cleanup yesterday.
Right.
He won't play today.
Right.
Unless it's a pinch hitter. That's insane. Your cleanup hitter in game one of the playoffs doesn't play in game two of the playoffs. I mean, that is so unorthodox to the baseball I grew up with.
That we all know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just that you grew up with. It's that, you know.
What your power hitter for.
All the other teams do or have. I mean, the majority of them, especially the good ones.
Chris in Keego Harbor, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
It's just the pitching chaos that we've been throwing out there for the last 3 months. Do you think other teams are going to see this and see maybe we don't need five, like, long-inning starters, and they see this as a viable option to, like, well, maybe we only need three good pitchers, and then we can toss out, you know, two other days of bullpen days. It's working, and I think it, like, how long do you think you can do this in a season?
Well, I didn't think
it seems to be working.
I didn't think you could get away with it for as long as they did. Like, AJ and company took it to the extreme. The seeds had been planted. Tampa Bay had used openers where they throw a reliever for the first inning and then the starter, the bulk starter, comes in. The Dodgers, you know, as much money as they spent on their baseball team, they were running 6-7 starters, not consecutively in a rotation, but knowing the guys weren't going to finish the season and they wanted to have as many arms as they could. Long gone are the days of the 200-inning pitcher. It's very rare that someone hits 200 innings. I don't know how far you can take this. I thought the Tigers already pushed it beyond what I thought was the limit. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, logic tells you it can't, but you see what's happening right in front of our eyes.
Ticket text, is it 2:30 yet? Can't wait for Tiger baseball. More of your thoughts. Dan Campbell's story about why he hates baseball next, 97.1.
Hey, when I needed a new furnace and AC, I called the guys at Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical when I needed plumbing. That's exactly who I called. They've got all the best equipment and the best prices, but the best part is, the biggest difference is their customer service, and it's also that 5-year warranty with my furnace and AC, so I know I'm covered. Call Mastercraft for your heat, AC, plumbing, and electrical. They even have generators. Tell them John Jansen sent you for up to $500 off fast insulation, like same-day service. You want more information, you can find them on the web at mastercraftheating.com.
You're so back. Playoff baseball. It's 97-1. Back at it today. Game two. Confidence level at an all-time high with this team. They took care of business with the Scooble start. It's exactly where AJ Hinch, exactly where they want him right now for game two. Might not even need a game three. Just handle your business today.
Following the blueprint.
Holton will start.
It hit me when you said that. By dinner time tonight, we could be looking at a team that is moving on to the second round, the ALDS, and more games here at Comerica.
And that's the key. It's not inconsequential. Like, advancing matters. Getting home baseball games in the postseason at Comerica Park, this place is going to look a lot different than Houston looked yesterday, I'll tell you that much. Bunch of empty seats. They're taking the playoffs for granted. We are so thrilled for this run. This run... It was improbable, which kind of jolts everybody back.
It's been energizing.
John, the city, from a baseball standpoint, had been in hibernation for 10 years. Now you're starting to get those emotions again that you haven't felt, some of the stress of a playoff baseball game you haven't felt. And it's beautiful. We're going to take some phone calls, 248-539-9797. Your confidence level in the Tigers advancing. Is the series over in your mind? Some thoughts on how they handle game two. We'll mix that in. Are you blind faith in AJ Hinch at this point? Like, just Hinch take the wheel. And obviously the emotions of yesterday, where you were watching that game in the ninth inning and exactly how it felt for you. We also have Dan Campbell audio. Dan Campbell was doing a press conference yesterday, and he's very aware that the Tigers were playing a baseball game. And they had, I think if I saw the media room, they had the Tigers on one of the TVs in there. And Campbell talked about baseball and his experience with baseball and why when he was younger, he had a moment that made him say, I don't like this sport. How Dan Campbell is that? He's got his caveman club with him as he goes over to first base.
Yes.
If I did that at that age, it would scar me for life.
It sounds like it did.
It did.
Yeah, he never played again.
Exactly.
Done with this.
What a way to lose a game.
You think you have a walk-off grand slam.
You teach the kids in T-ball to drop the bat. Don't throw it, by the way. A lot of kids throw it.
Drop the bat, but can you imagine being that other coach? He carried the bat to first base.
John, I thought you were a follow-the-rules guy. You would have done it if you were the other coach.
In sixth-grade baseball, you'd tattletale on the kid.
I don't think I would have. I don't even know if I would have noticed it.
Would you? Keep your
radio down. No, probably not.
What age does it not become like a bitch move to do that? Like high school, you can call that out, right? Certainly college.
Yeah.
Have you been to youth athletics? I would see somebody call it out. I saw a kid run in a T-ball game this year. We were waiting to play a T-ball game before us, and the kid hit the ball and then ran to third instead of first, which is a classic T-ball move. I've seen some coaches, I think, that would have called that out.
Oh, I don't dispute it, the state of youth sports. I want to get a quick phone call in before Heather's news. Keith is from Detroit. Lives in Houston, and he's going to the game today. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, I've been living here for in the Houston area for about since last July. So I was able to go see the U of M game. I see U of M win the championship. And then all of a sudden, all to my surprise, the Tigers made the playoffs. And to your point earlier, we got tickets like yesterday, and we're on the first base, on the first baseline. And it's like we couldn't believe we got tickets that easy. Because they're not, they're so nonchalant about it about down here because they're so used to winning and they think they're going to lose. But I'm going to the game today. I called in work, said I was going to be sick. They don't know I'm going to the game, so it's going to be awesome.
Oh, man, have a great time. I can't wait to hear what it's going to be like there.
Yeah, this is going to be my first time going to the game down there as well. So I get to see the Tiger. I might even fly back home for a game at home if we go ahead and close them out today.
Now, if you do, I think it's going to cost a little more, just a heads up.
Yeah, I know that. I already know. I'd rather just be down there in the atmosphere, for real.
I tell you, it's worth it. I wasn't at the game last Friday night, but I was in the city on Friday night, and this is absolutely something that's captivated people. We're going to get to the Power Surge and then more Tiger baseball talk at 8:50. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, this is kind of obvious, but as sports fans descend on downtown Detroit, not only are they bringing their excitement, but they're also bringing their money. So an amazing year is predicted for Detroit's downtown economy, and that's in part to Lions and Tigers fans. So the president of Visit Detroit says that hotels see a 10% boost in occupancy each time the Lions play at home. And during a night game, that number goes up to nearly 20%. And not only are hotels seeing it, but restaurants, shops, because when more people are down there, more people are spending money, right? They're going to eat. They're going to shop. They're just going to spend what they bring. And it's a great thing for downtown Detroit. And of course, everyone is optimistic that the Tigers are going to keep this momentum going, as well as obviously the Lions too. So that's great news for downtown Detroit.
Yep.
Aiden Hutchinson, I don't know if you saw this commercial, but he joins Jake from State Farm in a ballet class in a hilarious new commercial. And he does bust out some nice little dance moves in there. It's a cute commercial.
Yeah, it was fun.
So if you're keeping track at home, Dan Campbell, Applebee's.
Yes.
Amon-Ra St. Brown, Little Caesars.
And Cure.
And Goff does Cure. And
Amon-Ra
St. Brown
does.
They both do Cure. And now Aiden Hutchinson with State Farm.
Yeah.
That's what happens. He didn't get another sack the other night.
Oh, stop it. This is what
comes with
success. Hollywood.
This is what happens when you're good.
An Oakland County youth hockey doctor, accused of sexually abusing teen boys, is now facing new criminal charges. We've talked about this doctor in the past. He spent more than two decades providing medical assistance to youth hockey teams in Michigan and Minnesota. In 2023, a judge ruled that there was enough evidence for him to stand trial on 22 counts of criminal sexual conduct involving 10 former hockey players. And on Monday, prosecutors issued additional charges that stem from two separate incidences. So basically now this guy is facing a total of 28 charges. It's really disgusting.
Yes.
But I'm glad that he is being charged for all of these things and people are feeling comfortable to come forward, right? So
yeah, absolutely.
That's good news.
Yeah.
More good news for all of you weekend warriors out there who just cram all your workouts into 1 or 2 days. Because sometimes you just don't have time during the week and you just work out only on the weekends. Well, new research shows that those weekend warriors or those weekend workouts can be just as beneficial as daily exercise throughout the week. So the CDC recommends that adults get 150 minutes of moderate to intense exercise each week. And a study found that if you just cram all of that into the weekend, or it doesn't need to be the weekend, it could just be 3 days, 2 days, any day of the week, you're going to have similar lower risks of dementia, stroke, Parkinson's disease, depression, anxiety as those who work out regularly throughout the week.
Yeah.
So that's great news.
Yeah. Any
that's
working out
me.
Is better than no working out.
Very true. Because it's hard to find the time during the week.
Yeah.
And the weekends normally give you the most time.
I'd like to get to the gym 4 or 5 times. It's more like 2 or 3.
Tough. So, you're still going to get the same benefits. Finally, there's a guy in Oklahoma who had to get to a court date. He had a court appearance last week. And that the court was about 30 miles away from where he was located. He was actually at a gas station. He was asking for rides because he didn't have a vehicle. And in fact, he was going to court for a stolen vehicle charge. And he didn't want to be late because very important court date. Nobody could find a ride. Nobody would give him a ride. So he decided that his best option was to steal another vehicle.
Sure.
Somebody at the gas station left their truck running with the doors unlocked. So he just hopped in, took off.
Just borrowed it for a little while.
Well, that's what he said when he got in trouble. He said he was borrowing it. And everybody at the gas station knew where he was going because he told everyone where he was going and needed a ride. So cops caught up with him while he was walking into the courthouse. And he did make it to his hearing. But the bad news is they took him straight to jail and booked him for fresh charges.
That's how that'll go.
Yep.
Heather with the news. We have a hotly debated power surge coming up next. 8:50, though, right back into the Tigers. Is the series over? Full trust in A.J. Hinch and the emotions of that ninth inning. It's 97-1.
I've lost 70 pounds over the last 2.5 years. People always ask, why did you make the decision? And better yet, what did you do? And I always tell them I went with Ideal You. And part of the reason why I did it was I just wanted to feel better. I wanted to look better. I didn't want to be standing in the back of the pictures, even though I'm always in the back of the picture just because I'm tall. I wanted to make a change in my life. So I contacted Ideal You, and I found out exactly what to eat and drink to lose weight. They gave me a weight loss coach, so I was supported from start to finish. And when you reach your goals, because they're there, they want you to reach those goals, they also want you to keep it off. They're going to teach you how to keep it off and stay on the program and make sure that those lifestyle changes stick with you. You could be down 20, 30, or even 40 pounds in just 40 days. Ideal You has helped thousands of people. They can help you as well. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.